Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, November 26th. You'll be interested to know, 100 years ago, today in 1924, the National Hockey League was established, initially comprising four Canadian teams. The league expanded when the first American club, the Boston Bruins, was introduced shortly thereafter, marking a significant moment in the history of professional ice hockey in North America. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect knee-high swell with occasional waist-high sets on Tuesday, remaining glassy in the morning with light offshore winds, shifting to semi-choppy in the afternoon. On Wednesday, expect stomach-to-shoulder high swell with glassy morning conditions and light offshore winds, turning semi-glassy in the afternoon. On Thursday, expect waist-to-chest high swell with glassy conditions in the morning and light offshore winds, becoming semi-glassy in the afternoon. Tuesday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean at 2 feet until 10. After that, it's looking fair until sunset. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 4.5-foot outgoing high tide, when the east swell is 1.5 feet at 12 seconds and the offshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide Tuesday will be 5 foot at 6 a.m. with a 1 foot low tide at 12:45. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 59 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, it's mostly sunny and feels like 47 degrees with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:42 and will rise again tomorrow at 6:30. It looks like we're in for a chance of rain showers after 10 a.m., but mostly sunny skies should prevail, with a high near 62 and a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with more chances of rain, a low of 56 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a chance of rain showers on Wednesday with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 62. Wednesday night brings patchy fog and a low around 56. Thanksgiving Day will be partly sunny with a high near 63. Thursday night stays mostly cloudy with a low around 54. Friday has a slight chance of rain showers and mostly cloudy skies with a high near 64. Friday night continues with a slight chance of rain and a low around 57. Saturday brings a slight chance of rain before 10 a.m., then partly sunny skies and a high near 65. Saturday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 54. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, yesterday, the Carlsbad City Council unanimously approved tighter regulations for any expansion at McClellan Palomar Airport. These changes amend the city's general plan, zoning ordinance, and local coastal program, clarifying code requirements for airport development. San Diego County, which owns the airport, proposed improvements including lengthening the runway to accommodate larger aircraft, sparking concerns among residents about noise and air pollution. Resident Hope Nelson praised the council's efforts, while concerns about the conditional use permit were voiced by Planning Commissioner Peter Mers. The airport has been operational since 1959. Now on to sports. On Monday Night Football in Inglewood, California, the Baltimore Ravens, now 8-4, edged out the Chargers 7-4 with a thrilling 30-23 victory. Lamar Jackson dazzled with 2 touchdown passes and a rushing score, while Derrick Henry powered through for 140 yards. Despite Justin Herbert's efforts, the Chargers' streak ended. In local sports, last night, the Kings faced a tough defeat against the Sharks, falling 7-2 in San Jose. Brandt Clark and Anse Kopitar scored for LA. The Kings now stand at 11-8-3. Tomorrow night, the Kings host the dominant Winnipeg Jets. Tonight, the Lakers, with a record of 10-6, visit the Phoenix Suns at Crypto.com Arena. Anthony Davis, averaging 30.1 points, leads the Lakers against a determined Devin Booker, who's putting up 24.1 points per game. The Suns, sitting at 9-7, are on a 5-game losing streak. Phoenix is favored by 8.5 points. In top news, Warren Buffett, at 94 years old, has announced significant changes to his philanthropic plans, continuing his Thanksgiving tradition with a donation of $1,100,000,000 in Berkshire Hathaway stock to 4 family foundations. As the 7th richest individual on Bloomberg's billionaire list, with around $150 billion, Buffett revealed he will donate 99.5% of his wealth to a charitable trust overseen by his children after his death. He also noted that his children will have about 10 years to distribute his wealth, requiring unanimous decisions for requests. In business news, Ray Dalio, a prominent hedge fund manager and founder of Bridgewater Associates, faced a significant setback in 1982 that became a pivotal lesson in his investing career. He predicted an impending economic depression and positioned his investments accordingly, but the economy continued to grow, leading to massive losses. Dalio had to borrow $4,000 from his father and lay off employees. He learned that loss is a great teacher, and he emphasizes the importance of open-mindedness and surrounding himself with diverse thinkers. Dalio advocates for a portfolio comprising 15 good, uncorrelated return streams to reduce risk and enhance performance. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $94,900. Ethereum is just over $3,400. And Goatsy's Maximus is nearing 77 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. OpenAI is facing significant challenges in court regarding its alleged deletion of evidence linked to copyright violations. The New York Times has accused OpenAI of unintentionally erasing critical data that could prove the company used authors' works to train ChatGPT. OpenAI denied deleting any evidence and blamed the newspaper for a technical glitch. Meanwhile, the judge in the New York Times case recently rejected OpenAI's attempt to modify its fair use defense, which hinges on the argument that such copying benefits the public. This legal battle continues, with a hearing scheduled for December 3rd. And in entertainment news, a sequel to the Oscar-winning film Slumdog Millionaire may soon be in development at Bridge 7, a new production company founded by producer Swati Shetty and former agent Grant Kessman. The duo acquired film sequel and television rights from the UK-based Cillator, the studio behind the original 2008 film. Slumdog Millionaire, directed by Danny Boyle, won 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture and Best Director. Shetty and Kessman expressed excitement for the project, emphasizing its universal narrative and the diverse talent involved. Cillator International Chairman Paul Smith also voiced enthusiasm for the collaboration. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and motivational speaker, William Arthur Ward. And he said, "Gratitude can transform common days into Thanksgivings, turn routine jobs into joy, and change ordinary opportunities into blessings." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.